Here's DJ Khaled being dramatic.
Listen to it.
Okay, bruh. Okay, Khaled.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't even talk about what brand it is and how much he paid for it and how it's iced out.
Trust Khaled to put that in the song.
Because that's his thing.
Yes. I look down and it's a new shoe.
I know, right?
Balenciaga, 50,000.
Wait.
Another one.
Right? I look up. I look up and it's my new jet. 50 million.
50 million.
Another one.
Another one. Oh my goodness. It's 8:20. Thank you so much for choosing Fresh FM. We appreciate it. So every Friday, around about this time, we bring your issue to the fore. We keep you anonymous. We do implore you, if you find yourself in sticky situations and you really just need advice, especially from us, from Shaquan, we have this platform. What would Shay do? Okay, you hit us up via WhatsApp. We keep you anonymous. You tell us what your situation is, and Shaquan puts it on the floor. So now, today's scenario and situation, a real life situation, reads like this. Hi, Shaquan. I hope you can help me with this situation that I'm finding myself in at work. It's work, huh?
Yes.
Yesterday.
This is why I said a lot of us would relate to this one.
Do people not realize we spend most of our time... Okay, you know what? Let me just get into it. Sorry. Yeah. It's just so sad that you have to find yourself in a situation at work, bro. Anyways, hi, Shaquan. I hope you can help me with this situation that I'm finding myself in at work. I am drowning and cannot take it anymore as it's starting to affect my mental health. I work in a very toxic environment and I don't know what to do, whether to quit or stick it out, but I do not have the strength and courage to keep holding on. My family is depending on me to make ends meet, and I really struggled for years with being unemployed. Now the problem is, my supervisor makes my life a living hell and nothing seems to please her. She finds wrong and makes me look bad to my colleagues at every opportunity. How do I keep my head up and not give up? Please help. Anonymous. You've got your hands
a little bit full.
A little full there. This is insane.
Yeah.
Shaquan, you will help us with your analysis.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
So stick around. It's 8:22 right now. Perhaps you that's listening right now, you probably also relate to this. Please send us a voice note. You know, we will keep you anonymous at 083-000-1029. What do you do when your supervisor at work makes your life a living hell for no apparent reason? My goodness. Stick around.
Catch the KFC Fresh Hit List live this Friday. The
plans are limited, so get to it today.
Fresh breakfast on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went out to France and we woke up in
Japan. I like you. It is 8:35. It is Jacob's coffee time. It is Namibia Premier League restarting time. It is Venuk draft versus Griquas time. So much happening, so much excitement that's this weekend. But before we get into the excitement, we need to deal with an issue here. There's an issue here that we need to deal with. I'm actually very, 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 very upset about this issue because I just feel like I spend so much time at work.
Mm-hmm.
Why must I be uncomfortable at work, dude? Anyhow. Here's the situation. Hi, Shaquan. I hope you can help me with this situation that I'm finding myself in at work. I'm drowning and cannot take it anymore as it's starting to affect my mental health. I work in a very toxic environment and I don't know what to do, whether to quit or stick it out, but I do not have the strength and courage to keep holding on. My family is depending on me to make ends meet, and I really struggle for years with being unemployed. My supervisor makes my life a living hell, and nothing seems to please this woman. She finds wrong and fault with everything I do, and she does this all the time in front of my colleagues. How do I keep my head up and not give up? Please help. Shaquan, talk to us.
Yo, this is a tough one because it's just so much I want to say. And also relating to what Anonymous is dealing with right now, because I myself even quit my first corporate job because of just it being, you know, in a very toxic working environment. If it wasn't the environment itself or the environment that my colleagues just made very, very toxic, but it is what it is, right? So I completely understand. And my heart really goes out to you knowing that, you know, you struggled. So that's a big point. The fact that, you know, you struggled with by being unemployed for so long. And then you finally get a job and you still have this person who is making life so very difficult for you. And maybe to add on to what Iniski was saying earlier on, that, you know what, we spend so much of our time at work, right? So when you find yourself in a space where that is a space where you spend most of your time at, where you're required to spend much time, be productive and bring your best and all of that, and you still have certain people or just, you know, that make the environment just very, very toxic. It's just, it's a lot. It really does take a toll on your mental health. So I completely understand where you're coming from. Hey, if you are listening right now and you can probably resonate or yes, resonate to the situation that we have at hand today, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I've been dealing with, you know, certain things that also kind of sound the same. Does that mean that I'm also working in a toxic environment? Let me just break it down for you right now. Just solid indicators that you are working in a toxic environment. Obviously, after the fact, I'm going to share with you how to best deal or approach this situation. You know, it's very easy for me to say that, you know what, maybe just pack your bags and leave. But I would never do that because I understand the times that we're in as well.
Yeah.
I also can't say that, you know, go report them to human resources, because the unfortunate thing is that there are cliques everywhere. Everywhere you go, there are cliques.
Yeah.
You get to the car wash, there's cliques. You get to a board meeting or whatever it is, people are sitting together because they cliqued up, you know? So you don't know what relationship that also that they probably have with people who are in positions to, you know, just end your career. You just never know. But either way, so the solid indicators that I'm talking about that you might be working in a toxic environment is just, you know, first of all, employee sickness.
Yeah.
So let me break this down. This is just toxic work environments can lead to burnout. They can lead to fatigue. They can lead to illness due to high levels of stress that wreak havoc on people's bodies. Like your body just shuts down and you just don't know how to, do you know what I'm saying? Just get back in a really good space, because you still have to come back to this toxic working environment. Now, if people are constantly calling in sick or worse, you know, just they're just working sick. That's a giveaway that, you know, this is actually a sign of a toxic working environment.
Yeah.
You might have leaders who are just complete narcissists. You know, we have at one point in our lives experienced this. Now, it could be that your higher ups or bosses, so to say, demand that you always agree with them, tell them that they're right, and feel that they are above the rules. They expect everyone else to be perfect while they can meet, you know, lower standards, and they just make things harder for you. There's also probably little to no enthusiasm or motivation or whatever it is around the office. So if you're at the office right now, look around your office, look around your work area. Does anyone appear to be happy working there? Is anyone smiling? And do they just walk in very jolly and just ready for the day? You know what I mean? If people typically seem downright miserable to be working at the company, you can actually assume that they are working in a toxic environment. If there's lack of communication in your workspace or negative communication, it's not even a thing of, oh, but I told you, you needed to do this. How did you tell me? Because sometimes how you tell me obviously triggers how I'm going to react to it. It triggers whether I'm actually even going to do what you say that I should do or not, because I feel some type of way on how you actually speaking to me. It's just disrespectful at the end of the day, right? And if there's a high turnover, now let me tell you, this is a dead giveaway, by the way. Now, when the work environment has nothing good to offer except dysfunction, poor morale, sickness, and colleagues will start to obviously, you know, heading for the door.
Yeah.
It's always that one colleague that kind of breaks the door open, and then people just start to follow.
Yeah.
You know, trying to find a better situation. So if you notice a high staff turnover rate in your company or department, take that as a sign that you are definitely in a toxic working environment. And then we revert to cliques, gossip, and rumors. I don't understand how people... this one I don't get, because you're clearly grown to be working.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. So how is it that we are still entertaining things like cliques and rumors and gossips in spaces like that? Like, we're not in high school anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important for you to check yourself. Maybe you are the one that's causing these problems, so you can change starting today, just hearing this right now. Right? And so just let's get right into how you can start to handle this toxic environment. I understand where you're coming from. You obviously cannot leave just like that. Mm. And since it takes time to find a new job, you can actually walk away from this you can't just walk away from the difficult situation. So just find people who feel the same way that you do. That will be like a little comfort, safe space for you.
Yeah.
Do something after work that can help you relieve stress. Join a gym, you know, Bible study, whatever it is, okay? Also create a list of things to keep yourself busy with. Maybe have your earphones in. Try to just ignore it as much as you can. Until obviously the point where you can't, then you need to approach the relevant people who can help you in human resources or anyone that's above the person that you are actually reporting to. And most importantly, start with your exit strategy. It's not happy here. You cannot leave immediately, but you can start working on a way to leave so that when you walk out of that door, you have something positive and new on the other side of that. I mean, it's a conversation we can have for a very long time. Mm. We don't have much time, but I really hope that kind of gave you a little bit of insight and just more, just how to best approach this, hey?
Yeah.
But don't give up without having that job. Man, tough times.
Yeah.
See a therapist, maybe a counselor, Childline, Lifeline. There, I mean, it's for free. Just find someone to talk to about.
Or report the woman to the big.
I revert back to my first point, NSK. Okay. That's definitely something to do. But with considering the environment that she's in, you don't know. This person has worked overtime to make her look bad.
Yeah.
So even if she approaches human resources, because this is like her media supervisor, you don't know what they've already heard. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So, but yes, take those channels, find a way, maybe just inquire with HR how to best deal with it, or how do I report this without, you know, getting into trouble or anything like that, because there should be that level of confidentiality.
Yes.
I have to say that slowly, else I'm going to mess it up.
Thank you so much, Shikwan. We appreciate it. If you are finding yourself in a situation, hit us up and we will look at it next week Friday.
There's no price like the